Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Today, I'm going to kick off a new series. I realized the other day that there were so many things that I learned in the 15 years that I co-founded a business, grew it, sold it to a Fortune 500 company, and became part of an executive team that I really realized coming up in my coaching practice over and over and over, things I didn't realize I had learned in those moments that I feel can be so valuable in our day-to-day life. So this is a new series, Everything I Learned in Business and How to Apply It to Life and How to Apply It to Business. It goes both ways. So if you're a business owner, you get a double shot here. So today I'm going to start with communication. Essentially, when you're sitting in your office, you're working, and suddenly an employee has an issue. They either send you a note, they send you an email, they come in your office, they make an appointment, and they're upset. Something's going on. The ability to communicate with that person is completely dependent on a few factors. And it took me years and years and years to get this one sorted out. If there was one thing that caused the most amount of anxiety for myself and my brother, my business partner, it was these interpersonal communication issues that would go south. And you just felt like so overwhelmed, so stressed out, your stomach's in knots, you're not sleeping, and you don't know how to handle the situation. And after years and years of practice, there were a bunch of things I learned, kind of the golden rules to how to communicate in a business setting. And that's when I realized these are transferable into personal communication as well. So check it out. The very first thing, somebody sends you a note, they email you, they want to talk, they walk in your office, you're kind of stressed out, but the most important thing is to stop, to just wait. Don't say anything, greet the person, be open, friendly, get rid of any assumptions, desire to take it personally, you know, getting ahead of them, just leave the moment open for them to discuss whatever's on their mind. The second rule is to take time to really understand. So many times in communication, we want to jump the gun and say you get it and you want to respond because you're defensive, because it's uncomfortable, because it's just not what you wanted to hear. Right? Maybe the person said something you weren't anticipating. They're not happy. They're frustrated with a coworker. They're thinking about moving on, whatever the case is. And again, in our personal lives, we're hit up suddenly and we don't like what we're hearing. Take the time to understand. Don't make assumptions. Don't jump in too fast. Ask incredible questions. Really open questions. Why do you feel that way? Tell me more. Ask them to explain it further. The more you can get them to talk and share, the more they will drop their defensiveness, the more comfortable they will get, and the more they'll really tell you what's actually happening. Because what I learned over the years is that they walk in and they're nervous, they're stressed, they're actually worrying more than you are if you're a business leader. But in a personal situation, it's very difficult to talk about difficult things. So the person's coming in and they're uncomfortable, and your desire to respond quickly can escalate the moment, the situation rapidly. So slow down, let the person finish, and you might realize that they've got a lot more to say than you anticipated. If you're still processing what you've just heard, maybe the person's planning to leave the company, maybe they're telling you something about the state of the department they're in that you didn't want to know. I mean, you want to know, but right, it's not good information. Whatever the case is, if you're still processing, don't respond in an emotional state. Don't take it personally. Remain calm. And if you can't continue the conversation, thank them so much for sharing and let them know that you'll be back to them by the end of the day. It's totally fine to take a few minutes. It's something that I never really thought I could do. Right? You want to respond to the person in that moment. You want to give them answers. You're just uncomfortable. So truthfully, you want to end the conversation. But take a little time if you're unable to really process the information. The next thing is to recognize it's not personal. It's not personal. It's not personal. No matter how personal it feels, it's never personal. If you haven't checked out the Four Agreements, go to Amazon, grab that book, because I promise you, if you can learn the idea of not taking anything personally, really not taking it personally, it will change your life. It absolutely changed mine. The next thing is I love to get other people's opinions, right? So I would go chat with my brother, my business partner, find out, you know, what he thinks of things. Find a person that you respect, but doesn't necessarily have your same temperament, doesn't see things the same way, because it's important to make sure that you're not coming in from a biased perspective or looking at it in a singular way, because every situation, there's an opportunity to see it in many ways. So again, in your business life, the person you're working with, you have a dynamic. If it's in your personal life, you have a dynamic and you can get into a rut with each other. So getting another opinion, getting two opinions can be extremely helpful. Just make sure it's a trusted opinion. Like I said, not somebody who's just going to tell you what you want to hear and not somebody who just agrees with you. The next thing is to really admit how you feel. What if you're taken aback? What if it wasn't something you expected? What if it hurts your feelings? It's okay to acknowledge that. Say, wow, really wasn't expecting to hear that. And laugh a little, lighten up the moment, right? Because if you're not taking it personally, you can actually keep the conversation from degenerating. So somebody walks in and they say they no longer enjoying their job and they're upset about, you know, their role and they don't see a future. Wow, okay, I wasn't expecting that. That's really helpful information to know. I appreciate you telling me. I'm just so grateful that you've given me the opportunity. And start from a place of really expressing where you're coming from and letting them know that it's okay that they've shared. Because the worst thing in the world is to just start slinging back and arguing, getting defensive. The whole conversation will fall apart. Likewise, in your personal life. The next thing is, what is the outcome, right? What is the outcome that you wish to achieve? Because ultimately, we have our feelings, we process our feelings, but then what is it that you'd like to achieve? Maybe you don't like this employee and it's time to part ways. Maybe they're asking you something that is just never going to happen and they're holding a gun to your head because they're like the only engineer that can do that one thing for you. Whatever the case is, they're not happy, you're not happy. Maybe it's time to say, you know, I really appreciate you saying this, but seems as if we're just moving in different directions. Maybe it's an opportunity to say, I was actually thinking the same thing and I'm so glad you brought this to my attention. Let's brainstorm together to figure out a solution, right? Doesn't need to be catastrophic and defensive and difficult. So think about the outcome you want. Do you want to work this out with the person? Do you want to find a solution? What would the solution look like? Are you on the same page? Are you on different pages? It's really important to kind of clarify that as you move forward. And the last thing is just don't get caught up in the bullshit. There's really no simple way to say it. It's like there's all these details and there's all this nonsense that I've done it a million times. You're in a conversation with somebody and all of a sudden you find yourself having some tangential, detailed, ridiculous side point conversation, which you know you've kind of dug your heels in and they've dug their heels in. You're just having this absolutely ridiculously tiresome, fatiguing conversation that is going nowhere. Just don't. Be the bigger person. See if you can pull yourself out of it. If you can't, go back to the step where it's like, you know what? Let me just process this and get back to you because nothing good is going to come in that moment. Again, I hope you liked today's episode, really focusing on all the stuff that I learned in my business life in communicating with employees and how effective it has become in my personal life. I didn't even realize that these skills were transferable. I've got a couple more I can't wait to share with you. If you like what you hear, hop over to iTunes and subscribe. And again, love to hear from you. Thank you guys so much for sending in emails. You can reach me at laura@lauraco.com with any questions, any comments. I'd love to hear your feedback.